We're hooking up via satellite Q. Q Mape, are you out there? IraqWarHeroes.com, are you at .org? Are you out there?
Jim, I'm out here. I'm currently in southeast Portland, and it's raining out here.
Okay.
Earlier today, I was in Estacada, Oregon, where they had their Veterans Day celebration.
Okay.
And one of the things they did is did the reading of the names of all the Oregon men and women all for their country in Iraq or in Afghanistan.
Yeah, speak right into the phone there, Q. Speak right into the phone.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Great. Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. We had a name reading in Estacada to remember all our fallen heroes. Now we're closing the 6,000 mark. Currently I've got over 5,900 names of men and women that gave their all for our country in its current war.
Mm-hmm.
Go back all the way to the Civil War and before then. You know, our military has always played the vital role in keeping us Americans free, keeping this country alive. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's sad that not more people recognize that and accept that fact and back up our military and honor our military.
Yeah. Yeah. We appreciate the work you do to try to encourage people to honor our veterans, not just on Veterans Day and a few holidays, but all the time. Go ahead.
Yeah. For those people that don't know, one of the tribute sites that I run is IraqWarHeroes.org.
Okay.
And it's a tribute site dedicated to all the men and women that served either in Iraq, Afghanistan, or both, and have since given up their lives. And on doing this, and one of the additional things I do is I travel to Greater Northwest or as far as I can get, and I photograph the services for free for the families of our fallen heroes. And, you know, I've gotten a few hundred of those, unfortunately. Last month we've had two more Oregon KIAs whose funerals I attended.
Mm-hmm. And you've gone to dozens and dozens and dozens of these funerals.
Yeah, a few hundred.
Yeah. And you do this...
2003.
Pardon?
Since 2003.
Yeah, since the Iraq War started, March 19th, 2003. You do this as a volunteer. The families are in a state of shock. They're grieving.
That is correct. And, you know, when you're a grieving family, you really don't see, you don't see everything that's going on around you. And, you know, the funeral is, you know, shall we say, the final verse, the final journey for the body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of friends show up, enemies say to be showing up, and the respect that is being shown in that. I try to capture as much of that as possible for the family so they can look at it later. And also, if the fallen hero has a child, too young to understand, down the road they'll be able to look at the pictures and understand what a great hero their father or their mom was.
Oh, that is so important. The child may not be able to fully grasp what has happened, what's going on at the funeral, just like the adults are in a state of shock. But down the line, that will be such an important memory for the child.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's also provide a service for all the others that knew the person because... Not including family pictures. You know, I select pictures out of the sets that I photograph and I post them on my site under that particular hero's name so others that couldn't attend can see that proper honors and respect was being paid to our hero.
Mm. Yeah. And you do this as a volunteer.
That is correct. Pretty much the money I earn goes into that. I get gas donations now and then. I definitely don't get enough of that. I'm always in the negative on that because traveling is pretty expensive.
Filling up your gas tank.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Not as bad as it was a couple of years ago, you know, but still, it's...
Q, are you out there? We're breaking up just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, can you speak right into the phone?
I'm doing it.
Okay, great, great. Can you give us some observations? You've been doing this now for seven and a half years.
Well, an observation, main observation that I have is it's sad that so many people that came out in the beginning are no longer to be seen. You know, it's like the popularity of it kind of faded and everybody disappeared. It's sad that the flags are faded or feathered or no longer flying or heroes. Now, we still have a lot of men and women on the war front.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad to see that the ribbons have faded. Of course, you know, I think you should do something more than buy a ribbon to support your troops.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the holiday season coming up. That's a depressing time of year because you got the family side that's missing their soldier. You got the soldier missing the family. And you know what? As neighbors and as citizens, as a grateful American, we should be out there helping them both.
Mm.
We should be making it easier for them. I think one of the weird things about the war, this recent war, is don't get this wrong, but not enough Americans are suffering.
They're
not making a connection. They're not connecting the fact that somebody has just died to keep them free so they can go out and, you know, be this I generation thing.
Go ahead, Kieran.
Go ahead.
We were talking about that here as Americans we're not really feeling the pinch of the war. And that the soldiers are feeling the suffering, but we here in America, we're not feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, it's sad. And, you know, like, in the Portland area, you know, if there's a funeral, for example, for a fallen hero, there's hardly anybody that shows up. I mean, Portland is a huge city, of course, already, you know. But, so in comparison, nobody shows up. I do have to say, though, that Dallas, Oregon, a couple of weeks ago when we escorted home one of our fallen heroes,
mm-hmm.
Dallas, Oregon did a good show. They did have a lot of people come out on the street to welcome this fallen hero home. And you know what? I'm talking fallen heroes, but then we get a lot of live guys coming back. We need to make sure we get their jobs back. We also need to make sure mm-hmm. that they have mental health care. Because, you know, PTSD is the silent killer that often attacks our men and women when they come home or even while they're still over in the field. We can't let them die or kill themselves or be harmed of this. You know, we need to be doing stuff about it. We've had this for years, and we can't neglect these guys coming up.
Yeah, post-traumatic stress disease.
Right.
Or
and, you know, they're coming up with new names now for it also. But in either case, you know, we need to make sure these guys come home all the way. We still have a lot of Vietnam veterans out there that are living in their homes and stuff. They still have not been welcomed home.
Hmm. And we... go ahead.
It's sad. This is really sad. I mean, if it were not for our military, this country would not be. And that's all there is to it.
It wasn't very long ago, 60 years ago, I believe there were only two democracies left on this planet when the forces of fascism were on the rise.
That's correct. Imagine if we would not have been involved in World War II.
We would have been the remaining two democracies, the United States and Canada, while the rest of the world was preparing to do us in.
And I don't think we would be freely talking on the radio either.
Go ahead.
You know, and, you know, I know a lot of people are being hit by hard times and stuff, and I'm still out there doing what I can to help our military. And you know what? Even a simple thing as saying thank you, two simple words. When you see a serviceman or woman, say thank you.
Or when
thank you for serving.
Yes.
So that helps them, and in theory, it should help you too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really brave, hold out your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Say thank you. Thank you for serving. Thank you for protecting our country. It's not that hard. It is as easy as it sounds. And you know what? It wouldn't hurt once in a while to say thank you to a cop either.
Hmm. Yes. Yes.
Well, and, you know,
the media is very good about bringing up the negative things that are happening out here. But, you know, like when it comes to our troops, did you know that ship that was, that got stranded because of power outage? You know, it was our military that brought food to that ship. And, you know, we do this all year long. Our military's out there in other countries helping people.
Yeah.
Oh, it is really simple to just say thank you.
Yeah. And also, when you connect with people and find out at some point that someone has been in the service, they're just a routine person, and at some point you find out they've been in the service, you can thank them then, even though they're not wearing their uniform.
That is correct. And you know, every time you see that Vietnam ribbon, for example, on someone,
okay,
say thank you and welcome them home.
Okay.
Just in case somebody else hasn't done that yet.
Yeah. Especially the Vietnam veterans, especially. Q, a final thought before we have to go. A final quick thought before we have to go.
Fly our flag proudly. Thank our troops for protecting our flag, protecting our freedom. And exercise your freedom and vote. Educate yourself and vote.
Yeah, this is our democracy.
And I want to thank everyone out there that can hear this, can read my head. Thank you for serving if you served in the past, present, future. And mostly of all, I thank all of those that gave their all serving our country.
Yeah. All gave some, and some gave all. Q Mape, IraqWarHeroes.org, thank you very much for coming on our show, regularly coming on our show, and keeping us up to date, and the importance of honoring our troops. Thank you.
And yeah, thank you, Jim, and sorry about the delay.
Okay. Well, we got it.
Have a good night.
Yeah. We will, Q, we will do this again, and thank you again for being part of our show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now. Q Mape, IraqWarHeroes.org. It's Veterans Day. Honor the troops, please. We take so much for granted. Go out into a third or fourth or fifth world country out there where they can't take any of this stuff for granted. Final quick thought, Nathan,
well,
and we're on our way out.
I just am thankful that they're out there, the soldiers are out there and have given their lives and are sacrificed.